The benefit concert for Sarah Jane Olson's legal defense fund was originally to be held at a Minneapolis warehouse, but after a city official said the warehouse lacked the appropriate permit, concert organizers shifted the event to the Lake Harriet Community Church in South Minneapolis. The concert is intended to help defray Olson's legal costs. Olson is charged with conspiring to murder Los Angeles police officers by planting pipe bombs under police cars in 1975 as a member of the Symbionese Liberation Army. The bombs did not explode. Los Angeles Superior Court Judge James Eidman recently lifted a gag order against those involved in the case after deciding it was unenforceable. Olson made a theatrical appearance on stage in the church basement before the concert.
Hi, I'm Sarah Olson, and I am ungagged. But I'm still very nervous. I'm charged with several criminal felony counts, but the most important really is the conspiracy charge. And what I say today, right now, can be used against me in court in January.
Olson called the conspiracy charge a piece of magic prosecutors have drummed up to make sure their case won't fail. She did not address any of the specific charges filed against her or proclaim her innocence, but described the justice system as something used by authorities to achieve their own ends. And she conceded that her high-profile case makes her unique among criminal defendants, many of whom receive little notice as they head for trial.
And a lot of those people, most of them, are far worse off than I, lacking support, lacking publicity, or any but the most rudimentary representation, and almost guaranteed as a result conviction and sentencing and the loss of at least part of their lives in one of the fine, unregenerate hellholes that are today's prisons in the American gulag.
The benefit combined Olson's impassioned speech with an irreverent spirit. A piano rendition of the song If I Only Had a Brain was dedicated to L.A. District Attorney Gil Garcetti. Olson's defense fund coordinator, Mary Sutton, also took the stage to make some more pointed remarks, targeting them at Chief Prosecution Witness Patty Hearst Shaw.
Sarah is not guilty. Sarah was never a member of the SLA. Patty Hearst, the lead witness, was a member of the SLA and is a convicted felon on many charges. She is the lead witness, so we can hardly consider her testimony credible.
Shaw and Olson have carried on a personal slugfest in recent interviews. Shaw told a magazine Olson was merely an aspiring member of the SLA. Olson called Shaw's account self-serving. Their differing views of the roles they played in 1975 will likely emerge when the trial gets underway. Olson's supporters say because the trial will take into account the entire history of the SLA, it could last 6 to 8 months. So far, Olson's defense fund has raised about $50,000, partly through sales of her new cookbook entitled Serving Time, America's Most Wanted Recipes. Defense fund member Mary Ellen Calusa says the book is for sale in Twin Cities bookstores as well as in California, Olson's other base of support. She's held fundraisers in San Francisco, and a Berkeley City Council committee recently passed a resolution supporting her. Calusa says in California, liberal activists have rallied around Olson politically, while in Minneapolis, support has come more through personal connections.
It's different there than it is here because here a lot of people respond to Sarah on a personal level. Because, you know, this is where she's lived for so long, and so people know her personally, and they've seen her in all of her various community and theater work.
Olson, formerly known as Kathleen Ann Solia, was arrested last year and eventually freed on bail. Her trial is scheduled to begin January 8, 2001. I'm Amy Radel, Minnesota Public Radio.